of February. Will everyone please join me in saying pledge of flag? I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So welcome. Let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of the board. To my left, we have our building inspector, John Whitman, our attorney, John Bailey. Then we have members Mike Williams, Kim Bowers, Bob Lenarts. Then to my left, or right, Bob Metz, Joy Boutier, and our recording secretary, Anna Warren Zizzi. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Each member of the board, having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date, January 17, 2023, the chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed with approval of the same.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
On a question. Mike?
Aye.
Kip?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 280A, Subdivision 3, and the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Per Section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting? Oh, I'm sorry. I missed one. Any persons aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition duly verified setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 21st of February, 2023, at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Okay. Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Mike.
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. So we do have a full member board tonight, so we will be following our standard procedures. We'll need three votes to approve any motion. Anna, can you please read the first item?
ZBA file number 223, Cheryl Krantz Emmerling and Todd Emmerling, 5128 Lake Avenue, Zoned R3, SBL number 151.16-3-25, part of farm lot 446, Township 10, Range 7, request two area variances to construct a shed on their legal non-conforming lot. The first area variance is to place the shed 4 feet off the side lot line, 6 feet allowed. Minimum side yard setback is 6 feet. Non-conforming lots 60 feet in width or less shall have a side yard setback of 5 feet. Side yard setback of non-conforming lots greater than 60 feet shall increase one additional foot for each 10 feet of width up to the minimum side yard setback set forth in this chapter, section 144-20A2. The second area variance is to have the shed 2 feet off the primary structure. No accessory structure shall be located closer than 10 feet to any primary structure, section 144-24A1C.
Sign it. explain to us your project?
Sure. First of all, thank you for allowing me to speak here. We're here to request two variances in order to have a shed built by Tough Shed next to our garage. We do currently have a shed in the back corner of our yard. It's old and it needs to be taken down, which would be done if we can get approval of this new shed. It's pretty far back in the yard, and it's really hard for me, I'm not getting younger, to push the snowblower and the lawnmower every time the seasons change. It's really muddy back there, so it is a little bit of a problem. It's a bit of a hill coming up there. So, yes. And also, we recently purchased a new vehicle. We would like to put in a garage. If we could take some of that stuff out of the garage, put it in a shed, and make room for the car, that would be great. The last thing I have is, if need be, we could have the Tough Shed install a firewall into the side, and put that's going to be adjacent to the garage. I do have, I don't know, you guys all came out to the house. I don't know if, can I give
could
these to you guys?
Yeah. Do you need them back, or can I give them with the fine? Okay.
That's where we want to put the shed, and that's where the old one is. And that's a picture of the shed.
Do you have anything additional to say? Otherwise, we'll ask questions.
Do you have anything? No.
Okay. Dwight, we'll start with you.
Could you talk about why you couldn't put the shed on the other side of the fence?
It is. So is it on the inside of the fence or on the outside?
No, that's...
It wants to be on the outside.
No, that's the outside of the fence as drawn on that drawing.
Yeah.
That's way in the back. The
no,
one that's
no,
there right
talk,
now.
I'm
no,
talking
so
the,
we have
the proposed shed. You want to put it in front of the fence?
Yes.
Right. Alongside the garage?
Correct.
Can you talk to us about why you couldn't put it behind the fence?
That part would have to be maybe leveled out some, and it would be, we do have a deck back there.
Right.
And I have a shed in between the deck and the fence. I don't think, we like to use that area.
As you proposed it with 2 feet from the structure and 4 feet from the lot line, how will you get around it to get into your backyard through the fence?
There should be room left, right? We make it
sidewalk.
Yeah, there is a sidewalk there. That's alongside the garage.
Right.
That we would still
2 feet wide isn't very wide, though.
No, 2 feet. It's probably about the size of the sidewalk.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I don't have any other
questions. We could go through the garage, too,
To get to the backyard?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
I guess the preliminary question might be, have you given any thought to attaching the shed to the house or to the garage?
Not really, no.
Would that be a way around the request if it was attached?
We'd have to do the math to see what that is, 2 foot, 4 foot. Well, he would be fine if he did that, yeah. That would equal 6 feet.
But then you have the walkway.
Well, no, then you wouldn't have the walkway because it'd be...
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It would be in compliance.
He'd have to go through the garage, though, to get to his backyard. I'm just throwing that out there.
You could walk around the six-foot side, the outside.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Okay.
So just to clarify, with the location of the new shed, you're still going to be able to use the walkway to get to the fence to get into the backyard? Yeah. Have you talked to any neighbors about this project?
Just the one on the opposite side of me. He was the only other guy I spoke to. We don't have neighbors on that side.
I know that one.
No. Other than that man, on the opposite side of me, I didn't speak to anybody else.
And just for the record, your one next door neighbor is Tim Morton. Their property probably isn't going to be developed.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What's the size of the shed again? That you're planning?
8 foot by 12. 8 foot
and
wide, 12 foot long.
Are you planning on having it face the roadway? Obviously, I should say it's obvious, but I'm assuming you're facing it towards the road where you're going to be able to put
the door
vehicles in and out.
The door would, yes.
And then, can I just see that one picture again? And then, how far away from the, because this is your only gate, right? You don't have a gate on the other side?
Right.
And it's,
right.
How far from this gate?
I think 5 or 6 feet from there. So we would have room to open that gate.
Okay. That's not going to be in the way of the window? Is that
the window?
It's a garage window.
Okay, so
the garage, we don't even really.
There will be a window on the other side of the shed. Okay. It's towards Tim Hortons.
Okay. I didn't need any further questions.
The sidewalk you said is 2 feet? That's the
about
sidewalk?
About 18 inches, and then there's a little flower. We have some flowers in our box. 6 inches.
It's just my concern is the closeness. But other than that, I think all the other questions have been answered.
So right now it's 2 feet from the house, 4 feet from the property line. And we know Tim Hortons owns that property and it's probably not going to be developed. Would you have any issues with maybe moving it closer to the property line? I just don't like the 2 feet from the house.
I don't have an issue with that, no. Something we could discuss that.
So right now we have a total of 6 feet. So if we switch, in my opinion, switch the 2 and 4.
I think that would be more comfortable to walk on the sidewalk. I'm suspicious that the gate opening might be a 36-inch gate. And from your picture, it looks like your sidewalk might be wider than 2 feet. Might be 3 feet.
I think so.
So if you were have a little more depth, you know, move your arm, move your snowblower,
sure.
You wouldn't be bumping into the house or the.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, do you?
The lawnmower. That might give you a better access to your
might
gate.
Be a very good idea.
That's why we made her chair.
Well, I mean, as long as we know that it's not really going to be developed over there. Like, if it was a house there, I'd say otherwise. But,
yeah.
And then you wouldn't store anything around it?
No.
Right?
No.
It would all be inside?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we want people to see that. It's a nice looking shed, but you don't want to have it cluttered up.
You're not going to run a business out of it? Or
no.
Okay.
Anyone else have any questions? I don't
have that kind of time. Only thing would be if we switched it, is that farther wall still going to be something that we request?
If you need
I don't know if it would really help all that much.
Yeah, at that point.
I think if it's going to catch fire, it's going to go to the house and kill us.
This is the garage. There may or may not already be a firewall within whenever, however we built the codes of the time, as opposed to the exterior of the house proper. So it's a garage. There might already be a drywall or something on the inside of the garage. Just my thoughts.
Anyone else have any questions? Okay. Okay, now I'm going to go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Anna, have you received any outside communication?
This case was referred to Erie County and we have not received response.
Okay, so I'm going to close the public hearing portion of the meeting and have a board discussion.
So can I just ask what you're proposing would be for the first hearing? It would be 2 feet out of the sideline?
Yes.
And then the second one would be 4 feet out of the primary structure?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I need.
I mean, I kind of... How big is this? A lawnmower?
Depends.
Do you have a lawnmower or a riding lawnmower? Okay. Dwight, how big is the lawnmower?
Well, I don't know, you either 3 foot cut or 4 foot cut.
Okay. 2 inches.
Yeah, mine's a 42. Does, 46
does it fit through the gate? Does it fit through the gate into your backyard?
The push one, but not the riding one.
No, the riding mower one. It's a little more.
How would you get the riding mower to the back to do the rest of your yard?
See, like I always do, I go around the other side of the house.
Okay.
And the neighbor, he doesn't mind. Or when woods next to us is dry, there's a path through there that I sometimes. Because I do cut that grass on Tim Horton's property somewhat, like partially, because they don't keep up with it very well. Mr. Whitman is probably the test. I am a frequent contactor of him in the summer. But, you know, that path sometimes I'll cut the grass over there, cut through the path to get to my backyard.
Okay.
One way or the other.
Let me talk to them for a minute. Thank you. You know, when we weigh these five factors for consideration, we look to see if there's an undesirable change in the character in the neighborhood or if the benefit sought can be in some other way. The request is substantial. Do their adverse effect on the environment, the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. Normally, I don't like sheds close to the lot line or to the house, but I weigh these cases individually as well. And looking at the way your house is laid out, you bought it that way. I don't think you had it built.
No.
Or you may have, but it's kind of a tough property to have and utilize because the small one-car garage, if you store your lawnmower and snowblower equipment in there, you can't utilize it to put your car in. And as you get older, you like your car to not have to brush it off before you go somewhere. So then that leaves you with what do you do with your equipment? I could see granting the variance as Lauren proposed, considering everything about this case.
Thank you.
I would agree with you.
And I'm comfortable with the switching of the two, so I'm not comfortable with that.
I think that the sidewalk is actually 3 feet and not 2, because it's probably the width of the gate, and the gate's probably a 3 foot gate. So if it was 2 feet off the house, it'd be partially on that sidewalk anyways. Which would be kind of...
Not good.
It would just be what it is. Part of the, it would be on the sidewalk.
Should we consider instead of 2 feet, maybe 1 feet? 1 foot off of the property line to give them a little more room?
I'm fine with the two.
Yeah, I think it gets difficult to build and maintain if it's too close.
Yeah.
Because then you couldn't paint it or do anything to it without really being off the property. You should be able to maintain the structure.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything to say? Do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. I make a motion to grant the two area variance requests. And one being that the shed will be 5 feet, or I'm sorry, 2 feet off the lot line, of the side lot line, and the other being that the shed will be 4 feet from the structure. I feel there is no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created. The benefit sought cannot be achieved in some other way other than through granting of the variance. The request is not substantial, and there is no adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. Although the difficulty is self-created, I do not think that it precludes granting of this variance.
Can I just add a stipulation that they're going to be stored around it?
Yeah. Yeah, I amend my motion to stipulate that the property owner should not store equipment or materials around the shed.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Question. Kim?
Yes.
Beth?
Yeah.
Beth?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yeah.
Chair also. So, good luck.
Thank you.
And you don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting.
No? Okay.
You can contact John.
Unless you really want to.
Yeah.
I'll be excited. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Whenever you're ready to read the next case.
DBA file number 322, Darren Rothenberger, 7415 Bame Road, zoned A1, SBL number 198.00-2-57.1, farm lot 57, township 9, range 7, request an area variance to increase the lot coverage to 8.45% for the construction of a 56 by 36 foot barn. Maximum lot coverage in an A1 zone is 8%, section 144, attachment 15, schedule of height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations.
Thank you. Good evening.
We're going to follow the same procedure as the last one. So whenever you're ready.
Can I ask you to repeat it? I couldn't exactly hear everything you said.
Oh, okay.
When I address somebody, is it okay to use sir and ma'am?
You can use whatever you want.
Well, I didn't. I just offended somebody on the phone today, so I don't want to go down that road because I'm trying to get something there.
You can use our first names, last names, whatever you're comfortable with. Talk to us
freely. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I just wanted to clear that up. I was like, oh, let's start off bad. So you just want me to give an explanation?
Yeah, so explain the project. And
I'm
then
sorry?
We'll explain the project, and then we'll have the board ask questions about it.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the audience and see if anyone's here.
Absolutely. I got that part when you're here. Okay. So what I'm looking to do is build a residential outbuilding. It is 36 by 56 with a 12 by 12 porch. The reason for the building is primary storage, as well as I am a disabled vet. And I need, as part of my therapy, an area where I can walk and maintain my mobility. I need to be active. I transplanted from Arizona to here, and 6 months of winter, when you're told, strongly suggested by a neurosurgeon, not to participate in any winter sports or activities, leaves you in the house. Well, leaving me in the house, I have tried walking at malls. It creates a situation where I have different conditions that are degenerative with my hips as well as other sections of my back. I currently have a titanium section of the L5-S1, and right above it is continuing to deteriorate, so it won't be long that I'll be adding in. This building will provide a place that's really within my reach of walking, and I can go out there and be safe from the so-called elements. So I won't have to worry about snow, I won't have to worry about rain. And it takes away the excuse of, well, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything, so I'm just gaining weight, and I'm going to sit here and be immobile. But like I said, that's the primary purpose of the building. I'm learning a lot in this process. It's been quite a journey, so paying $100 for this, I'm not going down any rabbit holes. There's some questions I still have in my mind that I don't have answers for. I don't know. I provided two sets of copies of the drawings as far as the actual building, the plot plan. I also have a plot plan with me. I know that one of the questions may be the size of the building in comparison to the primary residence. My primary residence is just under 3,000 square feet, the footprint. This building with the pool house and the current shed that will be repurposed. There is a 10 by 12 shed. That material will be repurposed to the inside of the building for the area where the lawn tractors and stuff like that will go. So that will actually be away. But the building and the outbuildings total is just above 2,200. I believe overall, with that lot size, I'm allowed up to 5,046 square feet total coverage for the 8%. And I'm asking for an additional half percent, if you will. It will appear to be, as much as it can be, a residential outbuilding, more so than an agricultural building, if that makes a difference. But that's what I have.
Start with Dwight with questions.
Yeah. Actually, I don't have any. It's pretty straightforward.
Wow, you stumped Dwight. That's a big.
Well, that's a good sign, I guess. It is a good sign.
Okay, Bob.
First of all, thank you for your service.
Thank you. You're welcome.
The only observation I had is when I drove by, it looked like you had a number of vehicles in the driveway and perhaps on the lawn.
Yes, sir.
Would this remedy?
Yes, it will.
Thank you.
Yes, it will. Currently, I have my garage, but it should be a garage. As a walking around area, I mean, you can only walk around your house so often before you're just a little nutso. So the inside of the current garage is set up so that I can walk around and have activities in there to keep me from just sitting down. Plus, it allows for me to take my dog out there as well. So that works.
Thank you.
No, I think I asked you all the questions when we met, so that was good.
Again, thank you for your service. And it is just where you have already put the driveway in. And
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
I have, well, actually, yeah, my neighbors, yeah, I talked to all my neighbors, but they actually have outbuildings themselves, so it's kind of it's that general area.
No running businesses or anything out of it?
No.
Okay.
No.
And again, thank you for your service. Anyone else have any questions? Dwight, did you come up with one?
I did not. It just seems rather straightforward.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like trying to bring it close to the road. It's 104 feet from the road.
Yes, sir. I everything down the list. So the 30-foot side yard offset is being met. The 20 feet backyard offset is being met. The overall height that will not exceed the limitation of that. I took everything into consideration when the code enforcement office has done a great job. It just really when you if you go in there and you ask a question, you get your answers. And then they gave me a sheet of paper and they said these. First of all, if this is what you're going to do, these are the things you need to stay within these boundaries as much as possible. So that made it really easy. And then I am working with a contractor who's going to do the actual erection of the building. So they, you know, to prevent me from having to pay money up front that I may not be able to get back before I got an acceptance, they've given me what they could to work with me to make sure that we can make this happen and things go smoothly. I did have one question. If I do get this, this does go through. How long is it valid? Because I'm on a waiting list for June.
Oh, it's a year.
A year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good then. Otherwise, I'll come see you again.
And if something comes up, just keep the building department informed.
Okay.
I know COVID took a toll on a lot. So, okay.
Yeah, I think it's straightforward. I don't really have any questions on it.
Thank you.
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? And have you received anything?
This case was referred to Erie County. We received no reply.
Okay, so I'm going to close the public hearing portion of the meeting. Anyone have any comments?
It's definitely not substantial. It's all the other board members, I would support it.
I agree with Bob.
Okay, then do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion regarding ZBA file 03-22, requesting of an area variance to increase the lot coverage to 8.45% for the construction of a wood barn. There will be no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. I don't believe the benefit can be sought. I'm sorry, it can be achieved in any other way other than through granting of the variance. I'm sorry. I don't believe that the request is substantial. Just ignore it, please. I don't believe there will be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood, and while the difficulty was self-created, I don't believe that it precludes the granting of the variance.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Question. Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
And Chair also, so good luck.
Okay. Just a clerical thing. This is 22 now. Should be 23
now. Oh,
yeah, it did say there was a misprint on there. Yeah.
So this is 20.03-23?
Yeah.
It has no effect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
The other ones?
No, just that one. There was just a misprint on some of the documents for that one.
So
and I didn't catch it.
Okay. I
23 is the year. I got you.
Whenever you're ready for the next one.
ZBA file number 0423, Joseph DeMarco, vacant land, Taylor Road, zoned I-1, SBL number 161.00-5-30.11, Putter Farm Lot 32, Township 9, Range 7, requests an area variance for a 25-foot front setback to construct a 50-foot by 240-foot office building. Minimum front setback in an I-1 zone is 50 feet, section 144, attachment 14.1, schedule of height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations.
And I do want to make a note, Mike, you want to recuse yourself?
Yes, please.
Okay. So just for the record.
Good evening. My name is Tim Arlington. I'm with Apex Consulting, Survey and Engineering Services, BC. We've been working with the DeMarcos on this project since 2002, almost 20 years. In that time frame, we had gone through several revisions with the engineering department. We had gotten landscaping approval. We had gotten approvals for water, sewer, et cetera, but we were never able to get engineering approval, and that's why it's been such a long time. The reason for that is this property is 1.3 acres. This DEC stormwater regulations require us to have a speedies permit, and that also requires us to have a SWIP and a detention or retention pond. That has a single outlet, and it goes to the ditch that's on the railroad property. If any of you have ever worked with a railroad company, they never give you approvals for anything. Recently, as last year, the Marcos approached the engineering department, and they were willing to waive that requirement to ever get the railroad company approved. Since they never responded, we had sent letters. Their attorney had sent letters. We just pretty much gave up after several years of trying. But as of last year, they now are leasing the building that Joey DeMarco was in. So they're trying to resurrect this project. So we received verbal approval for the engineering, but of course we need an area variance for the setback of the building. As you can see, the building, the property itself is only 116.76 feet deep, which causes it's a non-conforming lot as far as the depth. Lots of this size are for under an industrial zoning are typically 200 feet in depth. And in order to accomplish what we're trying to do, we need to set the building back. Now, I know the application says 25 feet. We actually show the building at 30 feet, just for the record, if you actually looked at the plans. We can't really move the building any farther back. It's already not much farther than 25 feet. And we need to have access to the doors. That's why there's a sidewalk along there. We need to have a drive-through lane around there for fire protection, emergency access, and as you'll see that there are four overhead doors in the rear. From an aesthetic standpoint, we decided, the Marcos never wanted the garage doors per se facing the road, nor did the conservation landscape board. They wanted landscaping out front, so that's what we put out there. And I have a copy of the landscaping plan for your own if you're interested. As you can see in the plan, the building is 12,000 square feet. It's 50 feet deep. Any narrower building than that wouldn't allow them to actually be able to pull in a normal-sized vehicle that they use for construction. Originally, this building was set up to have three spaces. I think most of the space now will be actually be used by Joey DeMarco for his business. The parking is, as you can see, is on the north side of the building, and then you can see in the immediate farthest part of the north building property, where it's only 103 feet, is where the retention pond is. The property does slope from south to north, and then it drains back towards the railroad company property. It's always drained off that way. When I met with the county highway department, they had approved the entrances. They also approved the fact that the surface drainage drained back towards the ditch that's along the CX railroad property. So there really isn't another way they could achieve this size building, this layout. As I said, we've been working with the town on and off for almost 20 years on this thing, and we finally received, as of last year, verbal that the engineering department would allow us to proceed with the design as you can see it in front of you. I know you only have the site plan. I actually have some of the other drawings, which we had submitted to the planning department, of course, and it's being reviewed by Wayne in the engineering department, and I think we're fine if they're going through numerous reviews previously and then as recent as of last fall in December. I think we're in pretty good shape at that point. But in order to move any further and go back to the planning board, we need relief for the front setback, that thing. Your ordinance requires 50 feet. And with that, and if you can, as far as how this project relates to other properties along there, you can see that the house that's to the south of us is only 12 feet off the property line, front right away, excuse me. And then the other property, I think to the north, is also closer than 50 feet as well. So with that, I guess this is the best we can do with what their plans are and what they're proposing, and I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
So is this the project they had? You have four parcels within the one building?
Well, it initially, Kim, it was set up to do that. I believe it probably will be, most of it will be actually for the DeMarcos themselves.
Okay, and you said there were going to be four bays in the back?
There are four overhead doors.
Four overhead doors, okay.
Yes. You can see them. It says there's an OH and a door. Yeah. I don't know. Do you have a copy of the plan?
Yeah, that
references overhead doors.
Yep.
So they can pull their vehicles in. So they're, you know, there's not, shouldn't have outdoor storage. Shouldn't have vehicles in. There's really no room for them. You want them to be pulled into the building from aesthetic standpoint.
And the area behind that gives enough area for first responders, emergency vehicles?
Yeah, as long as they're going in one direction, as you can see, they'll enter on the south side. There are arrows that allow it to proceed to the north and then exit out one of the other two entrances. Okay.
That's all I have right now.
When you were giving your presentation, did you say found a 30-foot setback acceptable?
The plan that we have in front of you actually shows a 30-foot setback. I know that DeMarco's asked for 25. They're actually were advised by the engineering department to do that in case there was some flexibility. I don't think that's probably going to be necessary. The plan that you have in front of you, I believe, will be approved subject to the planning board review.
For my one-person support, I could support 30, but not 25.
Okay.
If a condition was put on that it was 30, you would find that acceptable.
Again, the plan that we have in front of you shows 30 feet. I believe that'll be fine.
All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
You answered my question. Thank you.
I got questions.
Sure.
I'm looking at this plan, and in red text it says 25-foot offset.
Which one are you talking?
However,
if you need to get up and see, you're allowed to.
Yeah, let me see what you're referring to.
This is what was submitted.
Yeah, that's what we got.
And it says 25 feet offset, 25-foot offset.
I apologize for this. They amended the drawing, the actual drawings that I have, if you scale it, is 30 feet. I'm comfortable with 30 feet, if the board is comfortable with 30 feet. They were advised to ask for an additional 5 feet in case the building needs to be adjusted. I don't think it'll be necessary, pending the planning board not coming up with something.
And the other thing I noticed about these plans is the date of the plan is June 1st, 2003.
No, actually, that's not correct.
That's what it says right here for a date.
If you go into the revision block, there 11/11/2022. Oh, okay. This plan's been revised about six times.
Went around, huh?
As I told you, we've been working on this for a long time. Yeah, the revision blocks are up in the upper right-hand corner.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's catch that up there.
That's the last revision we had, and the engineering department has verbally told us they're okay with it. They haven't given us anything in writing that they're fine with it. And of course, we can't move forward before we came in front of this board anyway.
All right, I don't have any. One thing you said before, the proposed asphalt pavement goes the whole length of the back of the building back into these spots here in the back. You come in through this driveway entrance for emergency access.
That's correct.
And this, there's no blocking, no wall.
No. No, that's just a signage that people aren't, because this
right.
is one
you know, you want them driving in, but no. For emergency, okay, that makes sense.
The traffic pattern is obviously going from south to north, so they can exit coming out of the building, excuse me, and exit this way. With a 16-foot wide lane, you can only really go in one direction.
Right. Okay, you are absolutely correct about the scaling being
30
feet, because the scaling here, 1 to 20 is...
They amended our drawing to put 25. I didn't submit this. The DeMarcos did. And I'm actually appearing on their behalf since they're not available this evening.
Any more?
No, that's it. I think you did a good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bob? Questions?
No.
Since it is a one-way street, we'll call it the street for the sake of this conversation.
Okay.
You're not going to put in any drive-throughs or anything like that?
No. You're talking about coming in one, the building coming out the other side? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't do that because the drawing you don't have is the landscape plan that was approved. So you'd be driving right through the shrubs and the trees, which obviously, and this plan was approved by the Conservation Board, Landscaping Board, a long time ago. You can see it's very well tasteful, and you want a building on California that's in this section to look very nice. You don't want a bunch of garage doors showing out front. Yes?
I'm sorry, you said that DeMarcos are going to be using, but what specifically is it going to be used for?
I believe Joey's going to use part of the building for his business. Mm-hmm. He has a concrete and masonry business. He took over his father's business when his father started Wings Flight of Hope, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so he has been he's focusing more on the concrete business of late, but they'll have their office. I believe he's not going to use the entire building. The other part will be probably leased to a similar type business. But his vehicles will be able to be pulled in here and keep all his construction equipment inside, so it's not out in the actual anywhere on the property. Most townships don't like outside stores. I'm sure Orchard Park's the same way.
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of grandparents? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of grandparents? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the grandparents? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the grandparents?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
In similar circumstances going forward, you can, for the record, say there's nobody here.
Okay. Good to know.
Yes.
Have you received any outside communication?
Yes, this case was referred to Erie County and we received no reply.
Okay. I'm going to close the public hearing portion of the meeting and for discussion.
I'm good.
Same.
I think that would be the prudent move and it would be inconsistent with the previous variance granted.
Do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would make a motion to approve. There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created. The benefits sought cannot be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And although the difficulty is self-created, that does not preclude the granting of the variance.
It
should be at 30 feet.
Right.
You want to add something else?
Just make note that that's 30 feet, not 25.
I'm going to give you this plan that actually shows 30 when you're finished.
Yeah, but for the record, I want
to
make sure.
We need to have 30 minutes.
Do you want to add any stipulation about not storing stuff outside? Or do you think that's...
I don't think we need it.
Yeah, it's a matter of town ordinance anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Just that one stipulation.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we have a second?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Chair votes no, but good luck. So it passes. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Okay. On the question, Mike?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Buck?
Yes.
Buck?
Yes.
Dwight?
No.
Yes. That was common.
You need a copy that's actually shown at 30
feet. We have to stay on the
list.
I've never said no.
All right, well, I guess. Yeah.